morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it is fall out there, believe me. The color, though, is beautiful. So if you get a moment, this is traditionally the northern half of New England, Columbus Day weekend. This weekend here is when the mountains are at their peak, the best yellows, the oranges, the red colors. And if you want to do something that your friends and relatives will really enjoy, if you have family members that moved out of the Northeast where you live, moved to Florida or Arizona or someplace in the South where they traditionally don't see the beautiful colors of the foliage, take a big Ziploc bag, take a piece of paper towel, get it good and wet, squeeze off the excess, and lay it evenly in the bag, and then go outside and collect yellow, orange, red leaves, the more colorful the better. Put them in a Ziploc bag and then get a big yellow envelope that you can buy at just about any department store and mail your family members a Ziploc bag of leaves. And it will bring back all kinds of memories. And just put a little note. Thought you'd like to see what New England looks like at this time of the year. It looks better than your palm trees. And they'll get a big kick out of it, and they'll really appreciate what the foliage looks like in the Northeast or where you live, even in the Carolinas. The further up, the more color. So family members and friends that don't have the beautiful foliage, mail them some today. Dawn, who's up first this hour?
Up first, this is Sandra from the South Shore, who has a question about roses.
Sandra, good morning.
Good morning. I love your show and get your newsletter. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I was wondering if the same rules for pruning roses apply to Rosa rugosa alba. I planted three plants several years ago, and they're quite large, and I'd like to keep them in check. And wondering if any trimming that I did, any serious pruning that I did right now would be detrimental to the plant. I'm not that concerned about killing them, actually, but I'm worried about introducing disease to other plants in the garden if I compromise those.
Yeah, Rosa rugosas are one of my favorite roses, and I have some planted in the front of my vegetable garden to just to kind of take some of the dirt that comes in from the road and to give me a barrier from the street to the vegetable garden. And when I planted them, like you, they were little. I bought them. They came in a 10-inch pot. They were probably 18 inches. And right now, they're close to 4 feet. And this week, I'm going to clean the bed because there are flowers planted in front of them. I'll pull all the annuals out. I'll clean out the bed. I'll cut them back a little bit. But the end of March, beginning of April, I want to take those 4 foot tall Rosa rugosa or the wild beach rose, and I'll cut that bush back to 2 feet. I'll just go right across, and that will help it to become thicker so that I'll create a much thicker hedge and I'll control the height. Because if you don't, Rosa rugosa, whether they're the white or the pink or the lavender or any of the new hybrids, can get up to be 4, 5, and even 6 feet tall. So pruning it will make a bush out, will make it thicker, will give you a lot more new growth, and the new growth is where the flowers come. So just walk up to the plant and say, hey, you're too big, you're too wide, and I'm going to give you a good haircut. So for now, just prune it to make it look nice for the winter. And then in late March or April, before the plant wakes up, while it's still dormant, just go in there and create a nice hedge look, no, a nice straight top, clean it up, and your plants will be much, much better. The first time I saw this done, I was absolutely shocked. I used to live in Massachusetts, and I would travel on Route 3 from the South Shore going into Boston. And they did a lot of repair on the main road and took out the metal dividing rails and put in concrete barriers. Well, what they did is they put one on the northbound lane, one on the southbound lane, filled it full of soil, and to kind of muffle up the sound, they planted beach roses between the two concrete barriers. And I said to myself, nobody's watering them. Nobody's caring for them. These things will all be dead by September. Well, to my amazement, they grew to be about 4 feet tall. They were in full bloom. They took the total neglect, the carbon monoxide from the cars, the snow being pushed up against it with all of the salt from the main road, and they thrived for years and years. So this is a tough plant, and if you need to do a heavy pruning now, go ahead, because they are very unique. Rosa rugosa have the same roots as the top of the plant. When you buy a hybrid tea or a floribunda or a climbing rose, the roots of that plant come from a different plant. They're grafted. But the Rosa rugosa has its own roots, and they're much hardier, and they will grow as far north as Presque Isle, Maine, as far north as St. Johnsbury, Vermont. And they'll go west all the way into Gardner and beyond that. So they're tough plants, and they'll live anywhere. Close your eyes. I'm doing this for your own good. Snip, snip, snip. Thank you, Sandra. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Lynn from Massachusetts, who has a question about hibiscus.
Lynn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm so glad
good
to
morning.
Get you. I'm bringing in my very large hibiscus plant, which looks like a tree. And last year, I believe, you suggested something systemically to prevent the bugs. I brought it in my house, and I had no bugs at all. It was
mm-hmm.
wonderful. I wonder if you could please tell me what to do. I think it was a Bonide product.
Yeah, there's. You can do it two ways. You can use Bonide has it in a granular form called systemic granules, but you can also use something called tree and shrub. And I love hibiscus. And the tropical version is not going to survive the winter outside. So you need to bring it in the house now, put it in a south-facing window, and they want to be fed every single week. They're very hungry, very, very demanding. But they get aphids, and they get white fly, and it just drives me crazy. So I use the Bayer tree and shrub, if you have some in your garage or tool shed, or you can buy little bottles of granules, a chemical in a granular form called systemic granules, and there are other companies who also make it, and most garden centers will carry it, and you measure the diameter of your pot. And that will tell you on the label how much to apply. And it lasts between 4 and 6 weeks in the plant. I do it every four. So I say to myself, okay, October 1st, November 1st, December 1st, I get it. And if you can do it 2 or 3 months in a row, any eggs that hatch, when they start to suck the juices of that plant, will get it in their belly. It will knock them out, and they won't have a chance to reproduce. You won't have to do it all winter. But if you can do it for a 2 or a 3 month period, you're preventing the eggs from maturing and laying eggs. Because the plants that you bring in, when you put the first application, you're going to kill all the adults. But on the plant are eggs that they have laid. And by the time the eggs are mature enough to hatch and the insect old enough to feed, the chemical that you put in it has worn out. So either systemic granules or tree and shrub lasts a good month and is absolutely spectacular for whitefly, aphids, and mealybug on any of your flowering plants that you bring inside for the winter.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. And if you get a chance, take a look at our website, paulparent.com, and at the top of the page it says newsletter. Sign up for a newsletter. This past week, we wrote about hyacinths and daffodils, the story about them. And if you go to the website, sign up for the newsletter, and right below where you sign up, you can read this past week's newsletter. It's free, comes to you every single Thursday, full of help and tips for your garden. Don, who's next?
This is Tim from New Hampshire, who has a question about crows.
Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I have a problem with my grass. I have a lot of crows that seem to be tearing up the grass.
Okay.
And I've used Critter Ritter and Stop and Mold Scram, but nothing seems to help.
Okay. The reason that it's not working is because in your lawn, if you've got a big flock of crows digging holes in there, they're looking for Japanese beetle grubs. And your traditional grub killer, like Grub-X and those types of products, the weather is too cold and the season is too short. These are long-term products. So what you need to do is to go to a local garden center and you need to get a different product. You need something called Dylox, D-Y-L-O-X. And the difference is, instead of releasing a little bit over a 3 or a 4 month period, it releases all of the product in the bag in 7 days, and it will kill everything in the ground. So D-Y-L-O-X, apply it with your spreader, put your sprinkler system on, you know, drag out the hose, put the sprinkler on, run it for about 15, 20 minutes or more in each area to change the product from a powder to a liquid. And the liquid will work its way down into the ground and kill the grub. If you don't, the crows are going to continue, but what's going to happen, the raccoons and the skunks are going to start noticing holes in your lawn, and when they come, it's not going to be a 1-inch hole. They're going to rip a hole in your grass 2 feet 3 feet in diameter, and you won't know what hit you. So get some Dilox, water it in, and that will kill the grubs. And that way, when spring comes, you won't have the problem either. But these animals, these birds, know that there is a grub in your lawn. They're hungry, and they are going to dig like you were going into the clamming flats to dig some steamers, except they're digging grubs. So don't wait. Get the Dilox. Put it down now, water it in, and you will be in terrific shape. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We're going to work together to help you to have a wonderful garden. And if you're raking leaves and you're using those big 30-gallon paper bags and you keep raking, go to this website, leafmate.com, leafmate.com. It's a heavy-duty canvas-type funnel. Big top, the rest of it slides into the bag, and that way you don't break the bags, and you can use leaves, you can put sticks and branches, and the funnel prevents it from breaking the plate, the paper bag. Your local nursery, hardware store may have it. If they don't, they can get it for you. But check out the website, leafmate.com, and take a look at this invention. It is really neat. You're paying 50 cents or more for the bag. You get it halfway full, and it breaks. You gotta buy another one. Plus, you can't hold sticks. Look for the leafmate.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Boni, the Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the grab-and-go emergency food supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your grab-and-go emergency food supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-go emergency food supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Ilona from Maine, who has a question about a rhododendron.
Ilona, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate you taking my call. I have a PJM hybrid rhododendron. It's flowering currently. I've never seen this flower in the past, so I wanted to know what to do about it and whether or not now I should wait until the spring to prune the plant. The other thing is that I have a mountain laurel and crethora, and when is the best time to prune those two plants?
Okay. The mountain laurel wants to be pruned, like the PJM, when the flowering cycle normally ends. So your PJM are supposed to bloom during May, and as soon as the flowers get kind of a brown, they get kind of dirty looking, that's when you would prune back the plant to control the size. And the same thing with the mountain laurel, because if you prune it now or in the early spring, you run the possibilities of removing all the flower buds, because the flower buds on most plants are on the tips where the new growth was made the previous year. So all the new growth on the plant now contains the flower buds for next year. Clethora is produces the flower buds on the new growth. So clethora in April, again, before the new leaves come out, if you can cut it back, it will stimulate growth, and then the clethora will start to flower during late June, July, and into August at that time of the year without any problem. PJMs are a plant that I've been watching this for years, and if you go to, I go to a Shaw's supermarket in Sanford, and it's so funny because when you make the turn to go into the plaza, the divider strip with the people coming into the plaza and going out have PJM rhododendrons, and they're in full bloom right now. And at the end of the entrance and exit is a row of burning bush, and they're beautiful red. So you've got fall burning bush in bloom and spring PJM in bloom at the same time. And I think part of that was the stress that we had this summer with no rain. And all of a sudden, in the last couple of weeks, we've had nice weather and we've had a ton of rain. The plant doesn't know what's going on, so it's blooming out of its cycle. So for now, enjoy the blooms, because you probably will not have any or many when spring arrives with your PJM, because they're blooming in the fall instead of the spring. So enjoy them. But do your pruning during the time when the flower is beginning to go by during June. Thank you. John, who's next?
Up next, this is Betsy from Cape Cod, who has a question about a cotton plant.
Betsy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. It sounds like you're doing better.
Much better.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I planted my cotton seeds outside when the weather got warm. I did not get a chance to start them indoors. So needless to say, I've got a couple of really nice bulbs on there right now, but they're still green.
Yep.
I don't know.
I was talking to a man from Texas, and we had him on the radio 2 or 3 weeks ago, who raises cotton for a living, and he said that the cotton bowl will not open unless we have temperatures 60 degrees or higher. And he was really amazed that as many people as planted cotton this year, the end results. We had several people that brought cotton into the Tufts Field Fair, and the people that put the cotton in containers had bowls that broke open, revealing the cotton fibers. I have two potted cotton plants, and they still have bowls on them. They have not broken open, so they're inside my house. They face south in a window, and I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks that they will begin to break open. He was explaining that cotton is a perennial, which I never realized. And because it's planted every year from seed. And he said it is a perennial plant. And in the early days of this country, when we had plantations, that the plants were put in once, and that was it, because it was all hand-picked. Well, what they do today is, if they don't kill the foliage, when they harvest the cotton by machine, the machine would also pick up all of the leaves. And now you'd have the bowls, the cotton, and all the foliage from the plant. So by killing the foliage, it all drops. They have a cleaner crop. Less time is needed to remove the pods because it's not full of leaves. And it's inexpensive for them to plant from seed. But the other thing that he mentioned is cotton has a tap root. And because of this long tap root that he said will go down as much as 3 feet into the ground, it makes it very difficult for you to dig the plant, put it in a pot, and then bring it in the house. But at this point, you have no choice. If you want to see it break open, Betsy, you should go out with a shovel, dig around the plant, loosen it up, and try and get as much of the root system as possible. Bring it in the house, keep it in a south-facing window, mix up some Miracle-Gro, give it a good feed to see if you can stimulate the root system that you were able to dig to stay intact, and maybe it will mature for you. But if you get a frost, the pod will not break open, revealing the cotton. So try that, okay? Thank you. Don, who's next?
This is Eleanor from New Hampshire, who has a question about a blight.
Eleanor, good morning.
Yes, hi. It's so great to be able to get a chance to talk to you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so appreciated by so many. I have two questions only you probably can answer. The first one is, you helped me save my peach tree when it grew in sort of like a V and one side broke down because there was too much fruit on it. And you said not to give up on it, and it did survive. I propped the other side, and it looked wonderful. And that was 2 years
Great.
Ago.
Good.
So the next year, it didn't have any peaches, and I thought it's recovering. But this past year, again, it didn't have any peaches, and my pear tree didn't have any pears. What should I do that I'm not doing?
Where do you live, Eleanor?
I have a really serious question about blight on the vegetable garden, too, but those are my two questions.
Okay. Where do you live?
I live in New Hampshire.
Okay. This past spring, if you remember, we had the month of April, we had 80s and 90-degree temperatures, and all the fruit trees came into bloom way ahead of schedule. And then in the first or the second week of May, we had a frost. And I didn't realize how bad it was. And some of the newspapers said that some of the orchards had a lot of damage due to the frost during May. And last weekend, my wife and I and my sister-in-law went apple picking. But before we left, we called because we had heard that the apples were ripening ahead of schedule. The first three places we called, Eleanor, they told us they had no apples, no pears, because the frost hit the flowers. And these were big, pick-your-own apple orchards. No fruit at all. So we ended up going to the fourth place because the first three, everything was killed by the frost. So that's a possibility. Now, on what I would do in the spring is to get a slow-release organic fertilizer with mycorrhiza. Mycorrhiza will help you a great deal. And an organic fertilizer is slow-release over many weeks, not just for 4 weeks and then it's gone, but slow release over several weeks to help the tree to make fruit. And you can find that at most garden centers. Now, blight in your garden. The most important thing for you to do is pull everything out of your garden, break it, get all the plant debris out. The more you clean, the better your plants are going to be. Because if you had a fungus on your, let's say, tomatoes, and you allow that foliage to sit on the ground, the disease spores on that leaf will stay there all winter. When you plant your new seedlings in May next year, the fungus is in the ground. When the conditions get right, the fungus will become airborne, like a little helium balloon, float up and attach itself to your new plant, and now you've got the same problem all over again. So a fall cleanup, very, very important. Get everything out. And then in the spring, a spring cleanup. That way, if anything blew in or you forgot it or were unable to get it all, then that cleaning will remove any spores and eggs that are on the foliage that fell to the ground. So clean, clean, and clean for the best results. Okay? Thank you. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Don, who's next?
This is Babs from Cape Cod, who has a question about a systemic.
Hi, Babs. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. What would we do without you? We'd all be a mess.
Thank you
so much for all your wonderful help, and I'm so glad you're well again. A few questions. We have five new endless hydrangea plants. They were put in a month ago. How often do I water those now?
Well, they should get now, first of all, any leaves on them or are most of the leaves off?
The endless hydrangeas? I still have blossoms, and I still have blossoms to come.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
They have gorgeous. Then,
yeah, they should get a couple soakings a week unless you get some rain. So if you get a good soaking rain and the temperatures stay under 70, once a week is fine. If you don't get any rain and the temperatures get up above 70, then a couple times a week. So the warmer it is, the more often you're going to water because the heat makes the plants demand for water more. So if it stays cool once a week, if it gets hot, twice a week, right up until all the leaves come off the plant. Thank you, Babs. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Let me tell you about Vacation, an all-natural, anti-drought, liquid plant treatment perfectly suited to take care of your plants while you are away. Mix Vacation with water and apply to your plants as a normal watering. Your plants will remain in a state of drought resistance for up to 2 weeks as long as they are not watered. Safe and non-toxic for people and pets. Vacation works great as a plant sitter while you're away on vacation. So keep your plants healthy while you're on vacation with Vacation.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bonide Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is, let me see here, Ruth from... I can't read, Massachusetts, who has a question about transplanting.
Okay, Ruth, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
My question, I have a wisteria tree. Well, it's a, it's about 5 feet wide. And
okay.
I really would like to transplant it because all of a sudden this year it really popped up, you know, with the early rain and everything. Am I able to do that successfully?
You can in the springtime. Now, are you keeping it as a tree, or are you going to change it into a vine?
It's going to be into a vine. I have an arbor that I want to transplant it and have it climb over, you know.
Okay. Then wait until April. In April, get as big of a root ball as possible. But if you can move it before the leaves come out, the success rate would be a lot better for you. Okay? And what was your second question, Ruth?
No, that was it.
Okay. You have a great weekend. We thank you for the call. Dawn, I think we can get one more in.
Sure. We have Jean from Maine who has a question about pellets.
Hi, Jean. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I'm from the Reedfield, Augusta area in Maine. And at the end of last hour, you talked about wood ash in the gardens. What about pellet stove ash? And the second question is, what's a good cover for my raised beds to rejuvenate them over the winter?
Okay. You can use pellet wood as a source of lime to sweeten up the soil. The only thing that you can't use, Gene, is charcoal from your stove, because what happens is that charcoal briquette turns to clay and it will make all the soil stick together. But all of your wood ash from either wood or from pellets will work very, very well for you. And that you put it down at the same rate. A 5-gallon bucket will cover about 1,000 square feet of vegetable garden or flower bed. And what was your second question?
for raised beds that I use this year, what can I put on them to rejuvenate the soil and such over the winter?
Well, I'll tell you, in my vegetable garden, next week I'm going to be pulling whatever is left out except for the Brussels sprouts. Beets and carrots will stay in there because there I'll be pulling those out. But I put compost, seaweed. If you live near the beach or a nice day, grab some trash bags. Head down to the beach, pick up some seaweed, and just spread that right on top of the garden and pitchfork it in. It's better than putting down peat moss. Seaweed is wonderful. It's like peat moss with trace elements, minerals, and fertilizer all in one. Growing up, my father would go to the beach in the fall after we cleaned the whole garden, and we would add a couple of inches of seaweed, and we would look for a place near a seawall where the waves would hit the seaweed up against it and break it into smaller pieces, and we would use that. Now, if you don't have that, pine needles. When the leaves fall, shred the leaves with your lawnmower and blend that into the ground. And something else that works very good, and a lot of garden centers carry it, is something called winter rye. And winter rye is a great big grass seed. It's almost as big as wheat, as rice, rather. And you sprinkle the winter rye, it will grow a root system up to a mile in length in your ground. And it will grow about, between now and Thanksgiving, probably 6-7 inches tall. You'll leave it alone. The ground will freeze, the snow will cover it, and then in April, it will start to grow again. In early to mid-May, you cut the grass down, you pitchfork the roots and the grass clippings into the ground, and you have now grown your own peat moss, winter rye. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. And enjoy the beautiful fall foliage. Go pick some apples, pumpkins, and some fresh apple cider. Ooh, I can't wait to taste it. Have a great week. Don, thanks for your help.